Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look, if she says, I need Madewell jeans, those things cost $150 or whatever they cost. Maybe
what are they?
Madewell. They're a brand.
Are they indeed Madewell?
I guess
Rob's got
so,
a pair of jeans that are made by Snackwell.
There's a lot of ornaments on a 9-foot tree, but there's a few real special ones, right? Mm-hmm. There's one, and it's an Elvis ornament. And it comes from the image of Elvis from 1972 from his Madison Square Garden concert. Beautiful. Oh, probably 8 inches tall, hand-painted, jewels in it because it sparkles like the real
jumpsuit.
Where
are the jewels?
In the cape.
Near his balls. Were you close to your grandmother, Nikki?
Grandmother... Margarita.
Grandma Margarita? That was her name. Really?
She's still with us, actually. She's 112.
That's
terrific.
Does she go by Marge or Margarita?
She goes by Marge, but she lives by Margarita.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
My moments, excuse me.
Oh.
Great way to start the show. Mm-hmm. My moments of joy are fleeting.
Yes.
So I confuse myself sometimes that I'm getting the Christmas spirit when I'm probably not.
Really?
Anyone that was around me yesterday would probably say, no, he doesn't have the Christmas spirit.
Oh,
however,
no.
Today, I took my son to the bus stop, and I absolutely adore his bus driver, Linda, who's just I've never noticed a bus driver more for all the right reasons, because she's just so good at a job, and it's just what we call it, the on-time machine. She's never late,
right?
Ever. She's never late. It's just incredible how a job she does. And we've given her Christmas gifts to say thank you, just because it's so very
cool. To the bus driver?
And
that's really nice.
That is nice.
Well, yeah, a couple of times. Because I think she deserves it. I mean, she really does. Yeah. We went from having the worst bus driver.
Otto, I remember
to
Otto.
The best. Yeah. Otto was every day, like 10, 15, 20, 25 no-shows. And then I remember the day that he bitched about a guy giving him crap for it. Ed said something like, I'm gonna probably quit, and I'm like, yeah, way to slay the dragon.
What's appropriate these days for a bus driver, like gift? Because you can't be too intimate.
See, that's, well, I would Carla, say, that's, I'd say Carla, and because she's a lady, Carla's got given her some stuff, maybe, like some candy, maybe
lingerie,
some things like that. Yeah, it doesn't really come
Here's
from
a bustier.
Me. Carla like hand Michael a bag before I go at we leave at about 7:19 to go to the bus stop,
right?
And she'll get a bag. I think she gave her some peppermint bark early in the Christmas.
That's really nice.
Season,
that's good. I bet she loves it. Yeah,
which was really, you know, that chocolate covered really delicious stuff. But it really is. She's great at, and so she can take a chaotic morning, which we had, because Michael didn't get enough sleep last night, and turn it into a positive. And it's just, she has an aura of just competent. Doesn't take any crap. I've noticed that too from the kids on the bus. She is a taskmaster on the bus. And so there's this aura of, we're getting on the bus now and everything is safe. It's really, it's palpable. I'm sorry. I know I've spoken about her before, but she's absolutely terrific. And so that combined where I thought it was going to be 46, 47 degrees, which down here is very, very cold.
That's horrible.
And it was balmy. We hadn't gotten the cold front yet. So I go out and I'm sitting there and I'm watching the news with all the storms and things, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about that later. But I'm kind of up tempo after the bus experience, and I came in and I think I might have had a moment of the Christmas spirit, but then I turn on the news and it's over.
Yeah,
it goes away as quick as it comes.
What got you yesterday or today?
Yesterday was all day through my entire, as you know, you two picked on it a little bit. You're very sensitive to it, so you're aware of it when I was kind of prickly on the show.
Yeah. But you were great after the snack attack.
Yeah,
after
the energy surged through your body.
Energy surged through my body. I was okay, and it wasn't that bad, but I mean, I was just kind of, yeah. And yesterday it began where, I shouldn't do this in front of Michael, where I'm like, oh yeah, it's our first warm morning of the week. Get out there, 90-year-olds. Yeah, chase the devil away. You know, that type of,
chase the devil away?
All right, my little tiny, I love it down here so much. This is a fit for me. Yes. I should point that out. I feel more comfortable down here.
I feel more comfortable.
What I don't care for is the fact that at no time during the day do I have to be mindful of backing out of my driveway unless it's bus stop time.
Right.
Because these, I want to be nice.
Crones.
I want to be nice. These elderly individuals.
All right.
Yeah.
Bike, walk their dogs, heads down, oblivious to the fact that there is road traffic. They don't do it. So you have to be extremely careful. On two occasions, I have probably almost hit an elderly person. One guy, a guy that wears his same stinky sleeveless tank top, riding his bicycle, who materializes at the nanosecond that I am backing out of my driveway. So I'm sitting there, and I got him, and I caught him yesterday. I was like, oh, there he is, steaming right down towards my driveway.
Didn't you have similar issues in Maine with people?
Yeah.
Almost,
what do you mean?
Didn't you almost
hit
a couple?
Mainers walking around.
You almost hit people in
street.
Maine, too, right?
Not nearly like this, though. This is much more concentrated.
All right, all right.
You know, and,
population.
And they're all here, because it's that time of year.
Yeah, when you coming back.
And so that's it. And
did
so
you get
I was
the virus?
Probably that started my day, and it was like I didn't feel Christmassy today. I felt kind of Christmassy. That it's like I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad everybody's doing well, and you know I was very mindful of that. I'm also mindful of people sharing posts on Facebook that have not been as fortunate, and there are a lot of people out there that are going through this. But I think I had about 45, 50 seconds of the Christmas spirit. Came bouncing in the door, said to my wife, he's fine, he's doing great, he's having a better morning. You know, God, we live in a great place. Really happy we live down here. Really, really happy we live down here. And that was weather-related. It was weather. We'll talk about it later. It was weather-related to the weather you guys got, which I kept tabs on, which is the typical, hey, snow from all the bullshit weather forecasters, and then it mixes and turns into muck.
Yeah, south of the border.
Yep. That you're going to have through April. You know, get ready for it. You know, and so I felt kind of glad.
The reason Michael didn't sleep well last night is he giddy? Is he excited? Is that why?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he probably geared up. Sure.
I was up at 4:45 this morning. He was up probably a half hour later. So he was up.
And so, I mean, he wakes up just naturally. You don't have to wake him at 5:15. He's up and he's ready to go.
Oh, no, he doesn't have to be. He rarely, occasionally he'll have to be awakened, but not normally.
That'll change.
He's a 6 a.m. kid. I know it'll change. Yeah. It'll change. Mm-hmm. And, because kid, I've had, you know, even though they were part-timers, Rob, I did have two older ones.
Yeah, but
so
I
remember that.
I think the teenage boy is the ultimate sleep machine. And I think that you know, once it happens, you have to, you know, crowbars and brooms and ice water, the whole deal. It
brings me back to Marist College in late 1970s. Mike Chacho.
Mike Chacho? Do we know this name, Oscar?
I probably let that out.
First time.
First time.
So you want to talk about prime sleeping.
Yeah.
You're 18 and you go to college.
Oh.
And you don't have any classes. And you are, I mean, that is, what time are you going to stand up? Oh, I'm thinking 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then he would be up every morning at 7 a.m. with his barbells, with his dumbbells, doing his and bunk beds. We're literally on top of each other. What a stain.
So he would work out on the top bunk?
So to speak. He makes some comment about sleep. I'd say, hey, dude, what are you talking about?
So he was a roommate?
Yeah, he's a roommate. Oh. Very brief.
Yeah.
One of the few roommates that I jettisoned. I said, I can't do it.
Was it before
you, you work out too much, Chacho?
Yeah, Chacho.
It was ridiculous.
Later. Before or after
go down,
your roommate with
Bill
O'Reilly.
Go down to the kitchen or something. Don't go next to, what's yeah. that?
Was it before okay. or after right. you were a roommate okay. with Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was frustrating. So the Christmas spirit, I'm saying
yes.
the potential is there. I decided to wear red today
in
honor of the season. My question would be, how's it going? I know you were talking about the Spiewak house filled with yeah. the Christmas spirit. No, I'm totally getting that you don't have it this year.
Mike.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
We are going through the motions. I last night decided I'm not even going to put Christmas records in my jukebox.
Oh.
One of my favorite things
oh
to do every
God.
Year. No, this is something that I love to do. And I'm just like, you know what?
Cancel the holidays.
Why am I going to do it? Because no one's coming
What's
over.
What's the matter with you this year? Because your kids are older?
I think it is the fact that it's just a small holiday. No one's going to come over. We really scaled back decorations because no one's going to come over and see them. I mean, it's just
you
for us.
You didn't listen to Laura Ingraham last night, who said everybody should gather in large family gatherings.
Well, she's a smart lady. She's a very
my
smart
hometown.
Lady.
My hometown.
Do it for
Glastonbury,
do it for your kids.
Well,
do
I got the
kids.
I got the kids involved.
The jukebox.
They don't care. They just don't care. That's
they're gonna care when like, hey, Dad, how come you didn't do it? And then you look at them like, you don't care. Why should I do anything?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of
how are you and the missus getting along?
Me, okay, fine, but she's in her normal Christmas mode.
Fine. Write it down. Fine.
No, as far as man and wife, we're doing great. But as far as Christmas, you know, she's not good at it. She never has been. It comes from her mother and her sister.
Can you explain? Please do explain what the meaning of not good at Christmas.
All right, here is... not being good at Christmas. When I get home last night and I look on the printer and it looks like she's printed out a PDF of a novel. And I say, what's all this stuff on the printer? She says, oh, those are my returns. I said, why are you returning stuff? The holiday's not even until next week. She says, well, I was going through and figuring out we have to have the same amount of stuff for Robert and Julia. And Julia has told me some stuff that she doesn't want anymore. And I need some stuff for Robert. And I said, and my head starts to just go thump, thump, thump.
Well, that's but that's being thoughtful. That's being in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, you know what?
That's like getting it done. That's getting the gift giving done.
That's mathematically eliminating any chance of a surprise on Christmas morning because they're swapping links and emails and everything, and it's just like her mom and her sister used to be. I'll get you this if you get her this. No, operate in secret. Sometimes you misstep, but you know what? You get happy when you get something you're not expecting.
But don't you also risk at their age?
I'll tell you, this is the misstep. Worst.
You know, yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe you do. But so what? What about the magic
like
of
that,
Christmas?
By the way. Well, he's seven, so we just, he wrote a list to Santa.
Well, that's different. That's
and
an
we're talking
ask list.
About
you're not,
that list, and not. If he doesn't get a couple of things on his list, c'est la vie, and he's getting something from his gammy, and he's getting something, so we're cool with that.
Yeah, but you're not arranging cool. for returns on the 17th, because you misstepped already, because Robert doesn't like the color.
So what's the point? The point is that she's just, it's too technical?
It's very technical, and it's the only way I can explain it is like people that are really good at playing bridge. When you're like halfway through the game, they've already mathematically figured out who's going to win, so they don't even need to finish out the game of bridge, right? That's the way it
is. I don't know bridge, but I've never played
okay,
a lot down
here. Okay, think of any strategy game, even chess. You know, when you think 10 moves
ahead. If
you're
mathematical, if you're a math whiz, is it easier to win at bridge?
It's number and counting and remembering stuff oriented, yeah. Oh, but just, so it's a game.
But dealing with receipts and returns, that's not like high-level math. It's just being responsible.
No, what it is the fact that she's already had Christmas in her head. And it's
how else is she bad at Christmas? Because you say she's bad at Christmas.
Well,
what
she's
else
there's some passive aggressive stuff too. When she comes
like
in, lay that on me.
Yes.
I'm ready to hear that.
She comes in and we're all in the living room and she says, you know, I think you should take it easy this Christmas. There's no need to cook a turkey. Let's have a ham. Now you see the thing is, Carrie's not a big fan of turkey. Never has been. I love it. Kids love it. Love the whole notion of turkey.
It.
I do them twice a year. If I'm at home, I'll do one for Thanksgiving or I'll have it when we go out. And then I always cook a Christmas turkey. And she says, yeah, you should have ham would be so easy. We could just do ham and scalloped potatoes. I said, yes, but I like turkey. And there's
Hold
no
on.
Need.
What did you say? What did she want?
Ham and scalloped potatoes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Extra cheese on those
honey baked ham?
It would probably be a Cost Company ham, okay. I would think. But we never got to that point. And I said, you know what? I really appreciate
Cost
you.
Company.
I appreciate you taking it easy on me.
Yeah.
Because you don't want me to have to cook a turkey. But the fact remains, I kind of enjoy it. And
so
I really prefer turkey. Yeah, and I prefer turkey. And then the kids, who are just knee-deep in their screens, I say, kids, hammer turkey. Turkey, turkey. And so, but her whole passive thing.
Was she crestfallen after that? Was she a little disappointed?
No, I think she knew that was, she was up against it. And then she said, remember the year we had roast beef? I said, yeah. And
that's what we have in the O'Mara house.
And I said,
that sounds great.
That's the year we didn't have turkey soup. So I didn't like that year. If you want a ham, let's do a ham for New Year's Day.
What I'm hearing here, but here's the what I'm
people?
No, you can't have yeah turkey and
I don't know
ham.
How this works.
Turkey and ham and roast
that's,
beef.
That's too much. No, and roast beef. No, what I'm hearing here though is that it's not that she's not good at Christmas. That's just a food preference where you don't like
because Christmas is if above all things, it's tradition. And turkey is traditional. We mustn't stray from
tradition.
So
is your jukebox.
I know, but I just because and also as we decorate and
do you get that he's in a funk?
Yeah, you're like you're usually the
one guy.
You're happy.
By this time,
you're the guy.
We haven't done that. You know. By the way, I told you I was burned out on the Kraft baby marshmallows, but you weren't knocking my door down to do
I
it.
I brought
either.
It up.
Yeah.
Oscar brought it up. You're normally. Just throwing stuff up again. There's none of that this year. It's just like you're in a
funk.
Well,
Mike, it's not been a great year. I don't know if you've seen the papers.
I'm aware of that it hasn't been a great year.
It's
but, you
not
know,
been great.
You have a responsibility, yeah. Father Fruitcake. You need to be the guy.
You're the joy police.
You got Tommy Depression and Depression Boo. Too.
Boo. I know.
You got to be. You're the Boo. Jolly old elf.
Yeah, and
don't let a pandemic phase you.
The thing that really hangs heavy on my head right now is the fact that anything that you do as far as decorating or preparation, I'm already... This is like thinking about when you get a dog, how long the dog is going to live. Because you love the dog, but you don't want to lose the dog. I'm not thinking about decorating outside. I'm thinking about how much it's going to suck in January when I have to take the lights down.
All right, let me agree
that's what's
with
on
where,
my
where
head
you're coming
right now.
From here. Okay, because I kind of get it. And what I get is I think most people are going through what you're going through where having the smaller thing, not being able to go to any functions of any
kind.
Been
a funky year.
Christmas tree. It sucks.
It does suck.
It sucks with a capital S. Doesn't mean I'm not going to, adhere to it because I do believe in that.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get it. Do you think this malaise will be lifted next year, that you will be able to waltz
I
in
think
it, or
so.
Is it because your kids are grown? Because it sounds to me a lot of it might be because your kids are grown.
Well, Robert is enthusiastic about the holiday, and this year I actually got him to do some tasks that I don't like normally. I got him to set up the Christmas tree, which is not an easy thing because it's a 9-footer. It's a
big deal.
5-piece, heavy guy. He set it up. I gave him a few pointers. I wire it to the wall because I had a tree fall over once. So I say, this is, we got to do this, and the whole deal, there's a screw and a big florist wire. And I say, but we're going to augment the lights. And he says, well, what does that mean? I said, well, it's a pre-lit tree. There's colored lights on it, but I have about 500 extra white lights that I like to put on because I like the tree to really shine. Mm-hmm. And so he says, I'll do it. And he put them up like he was mad at the tree. He wasn't angry. It's just the way a teenager is. And very enthusiastic. Putting the lights
well,
in.
Well, not very. You said enthusiastic. That's the wrong word you're using.
Well, no. It's he was. He had purpose.
He was angry. He was angry working like it was a task.
Yeah, but I don't think
annoyed.
I don't think he was really angry. He was just rough with it. And it's a delicate job putting up lights. And
it's
so,
tough. In this series, this is what his therapist would go through. Pulling
your money
out
back
of him
and say, look, this isn't working. Please see someone
so
else.
So what was the problem?
Well, the
I'm
problem,
trying to get the... It's like he wasn't unenthusiastic, but this sounds like super nitpicking, Rob.
But he got the lights right finally after I gave him a few... Because what he was doing is just putting them in like clumps. A handful of white lights here, a handful of white lights here, handful of white lights... And I said, no.
Now, you have a pre-lit tree, too, don't you?
I do, but I add lights to it. And so...
See, it's
which I think is a nice touch.
Yeah, I know. For me, it would be like living in a house with Elton Brown.
You see, Mike, that's my one nod to trying to get things right this year. The extra lights on the tree, very pretty. Throws off a lot of light. And so we're decorating the tree, and there's boxes of ornaments, and he's into it, but I think...
Can I stop you just for a second?
Yes,
yes. Not to nitpick myself.
No, no.
The concept, the blissful concept of the people at General Electric who came up with the pre-lit tree.
Yes.
It's just, it's such an amazing... Yeah. Plug it into the wall, bingo, bango, there's your tree. And the idea of, and then throwing more, it's,
Mike, let me tell you,
greedy.
Let me tell you another story about a little boy in Vienna, Virginia, who used to actually go out and buy a cut tree, an 8 foot or so blue spruce.
Yeah,
and set it up in the house. Right. I figured out that if you did lights in two layers, white lights on the inner part of your tree, and colored lights on the outside of your tree, as you walked around the tree, the lighting changed.
God, I hate to be your son.
I think that's, if you have the time, to be a beautiful
And you know
touch.
What? It's not really that time.
What did
it's
you
not
have?
Really
what did you have, the Charlie Brown tree in your house?
It's pre-lit. No. Whatever came in the mail, I'm good with.
Mike, in Bolivia.
I'm not doing anything to it.
What it was a Christmas cactus with a couple candles
we
on it.
We never had a real tree.
Would you admit that you get a little Alton Brownie about things that you... want just right.
Well,
you get a little
if you
anal
want it, if
about
you
things that aren't that big a deal.
If you want it to be right, it has to be right. So I walked him through it. And then we're decorating, and this was not good. There's a lot of ornaments on a 9 foot tree, but there's a few real special ones, right? Mm-hmm. We have the White House ornaments that we've been collecting for many years that I think are just beautiful. I've got certain glass balls that have been in my family for years. And then there's
from
one.
Peach sweaty.
Yes. And then, Mike, there's one that has its own box lined with its own shredded paper, and it's an Elvis ornament. And it comes from image of Elvis from 1972 from his Madison Square Garden concert. Beautiful. Oh, probably 8 inches tall, hand-painted, jewels in it because it sparkles like the real
jumpsuit.
Where
are the jewels?
In the cape.
Near his balls?
No, no. Mike, you don't look at his balls.
Where did
what
you pick this guy up? This one collector's item.
I believe it was an online purchase some years ago, and it always goes front and center.
Now, no, you love Elvis. That's adorable.
And I have several. Adorable. I've got,
kind of the ABCs of you, too. You know,
I have.
This was Julia's first Christmas, or was it?
Yeah, I have that.
Elvis.
I have a
sweet.
First.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have an ornament.
I got that, but the Elvis.
But
I know. Okay.
What's
it made of? What's the
it's
ornament?
Blown, it's blown glass.
Ooh,
I mean, think of like.
That's nice.
I mean,
oh,
it's,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who blew Elvis?
I'm over here and you're over there.
They don't make those that the way it used to, at least.
So it always goes front and center because it's big and it's spectacular and it sparkles. And this year it went front and center. And I guess the hook wasn't quite placed right. And halfway through the ornamenting of the tree, Elvis falls to the hardwood floor, and Elvis shatters.
Oh, so ooh. If you were talking about all the ornaments, this would have been the one that, you know.
This is the one that I look forward to seeing every year.
Mm.
And it's gone. It's
Who
gone.
Put that on the tree? Who put Elvis on the tree?
I don't want to throw Robert under the bus.
Robert. So when Robert's decorating the tree, by the way, a task that I blissfully avoid every year in my household.
Oh, Carrie tends to nap during that.
I can't stand it.
She's
I don't
not,
want
she's not
to
good
do
at Christmas.
It. I don't believe in it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just think. I'm sorry.
Well,
I mean, it's
like,
not that I don't believe in it,
like
but I mean, I like
to come down and have it decorated for you.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are people that find joy in it. They're, no, that you make it sound like I'm King Henry VIII. No, I like it because it's done and it looks pretty. But I mean, the process of decorating it does not bring me joy.
I enjoy decorating the tree. I do. I don't like the setup so much. But
I like the setup.
You
like
the
hauling
setup?
I like hauling it from storage, getting it into the house, and making sure that when it connects, the lights go on.
Do you have
from
the kind
pre-lit
where
tree,
the where it, you don't have to actually do plugs? It actually connects through the I guess
I
the,
did
the spine
until
right?
a certain relative decided that they would disengage the plugs.
Oh,
thinking,
no.
Forgetting that it was a contact connection,
yes, exactly.
By going down to the tree, that was fun this year. Thank you. Duh.
You don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
No, I don't want to do that. Jesus Christ. I hope when I take it down this year, I put the plugs where they should have got. There was no need
I remember,
for any plugging to go on.
I remember in the past you have trouble getting it back in the box.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard to do. But You know, I'll I'm not as good at that as I am like tearing it open and getting it a setup.
So anyway, yeah, we did
yes,
that.
Yes, Oscar. Mm-hmm.
So I found a handful of blown glass Elvis ornaments on Amazon. They look like they're available, and there's plenty of them.
Well, I looked at Target and Walmart.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you did, but you might find them here.
Are you giving him a little of what he gives to you all the time?
And you as well. I thought you would appreciate that.
Yeah, I did appreciate that.
But
that
you see,
trying to help you.
I'm not sure that it's the year that I want to go out and buy an ornament. You know, it's just I'm not feeling it. And you've said it. There's
malaise. You just don't have the Christmas spirit.
I don't. The only reason I put up lights outside in my plastic Santa and my light-up snowman is because that's the one thing that people will see, because people will drive to and from in the neighborhood and they'll see the lights outside. But even
so,
that
when he
rings
smashed
shallow.
The ornament, what happened? Did you
hit
scream?
Him?
Irreplaceable! I said, "It's a clinker!
It's a clinker!"
No, I kept it
out. Tweet.
I kept it under control and sort of chalked it up to 2020. But I think he
did.
Knew.
Did he know that he'd made a big boo boo?
Yeah, he knows.
When that smashed,
he knows. Yeah.
How do you know he knows?
You can read it in his eyes. And his mouth sort of shrinks to like a Cheerio.
Okay.
You know, it's a little
what
round.
What do you do? Do you pout?
No, because...
Do you do like you do on this show? Do you go like this?
Yeah, probably. And yeah. I'd say, go get the broom and the dustpan.
Oh, Robert.
It was a good run for Elvis. But, yeah, so he's gone. But I have another Elvis ornament, and I have a Graceland ornament. And obviously, Oscar maybe is going to... be a nice guy and buy me one and send it
not for $14.
$14.
Hey, so is your wife or is anybody kind of planning anything for? Does your family? I mean, you're talking about your kids, and obviously, when you have children, it's all about the kids.
It is.
Do they? You know. Do you think they're going to make the Christmas season a little brighter for you in some way?
I think so. I mean, but then they fall under Carrie's sometimes umbrella of getting things technically right. Like, I got a text from Julia yesterday about a certain item that she bought. She says, "Am I giving that to Mom or are you? I forget." And it's like, you see, stuff, I mean, that's to me.
At least they're putting some effort into it.
But I get what he means. Okay, this I might side with Rob on, because you actually, the idea of coming down Christmas morning, having a bunch of packages and nobody knows what the hell, making it so, and what he's arguing against, I think, in its purest form, is the over-materialism of Christmas, where you literally have to get the gift so perfectly right.
Size,
otherwise,
color,
it's not going to be a good. Whereas, I think you just let it all happen.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's what
you
I
let
hope.
It kinda, I mean, I dropped a few hints.
That's absolutely selfish. Like, if because
what do you mean that's selfish?
It's selfless.
When you're an adult, you know what you want, and so if my sister ever said to me, "Hey, just get me anything," and I know my sister and I love her, but if you get her anything, she will show her dissatisfaction in a gift. So I'm not going to do that to myself, my family, or anybody else involved, because I know this person will not be able to fake
but
it.
You take all the joy out of
I can fake it all day.
I can fake it too. I can't. Yeah. Well, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
Carrie
I'm
can fake it. Great.
No, I can't.
All the time. Sometimes twice.
Somebody gives me something I don't like, I'll do about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like the rest of the day, what's the matter? Nothing. Nothing. Like my 60th birthday.
Yeah.
That was a big example of that. You know,
but nice when balloons. You get nothing, that's different.
But don't you just crave sometimes when you talk about a holiday like Christmas? Birthdays, I think, are different. Anniversaries are different.
What you're looking for, you're not going to get. What you're craving is that feeling you had on Christmas morning where you open your presents up and you got surprises.
Yes, you want surprises.
And you want surprises. That's what it is.
Outside of a pandemic, when have we had that? After like 12, 15 years old.
No, you can absolutely do it. You go to a store and you look around and you say, you know what? That's something Carrie would like. And you get her that and she gets it. You know what? One of the greatest reactions I ever got was a couple of years ago, I bought her really nice towels. Because she's not the kind of person that would go out and spend money on Highline towels.
Hey, Mr. Rockefeller.
Hey, you know what? She has everything else she needs. And she says, oh, my God, this is great. You even chose a great color. I had no idea you would do this. It makes you look thoughtful and they're surprised. And that's what you want. That's what you want.
That is what you want. But it's kind of elusive. It's I get you. I understand.
And now I can't buy towels because we have towels. So I'm out of luck. I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe how many years ago did you get towels?
I think it was 2 years ago. But they're really Highline towels. They're holding up. Not frayed. Right. Holding their color. and softer you, and, than ever.
All right, we got to start the show. I'm so depressed right now. I am so we have to.
Well, we're having turkey, Mike. I'm going to send you a picture
turkey,
of it.
All right, more Christmas coming up. Oscar had another conflict about same thing. Same everybody. I'm not in the Christmas spirit. Just start the damn show.
Hold on.
Oh, now you give me the one time I need it quickly, you big meathead, you know?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Jesus. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara
Show. New soundboard program, Mike. I'm getting used to it.
MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient. And it's not fair. If I were to hold back half a crown from your pay for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier the next morning, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, I shall. I certainly shall.
Make sure.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. Hmm. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Mike, I just figured it out. What we need to do is this Christmas, we'll all watch different versions of A Christmas Carol, but not the last 10 minutes of it.
This is true.
That's how we all feel.
The early part.
Yeah.
You know?
When he's miserable.
Which brings you and me both joy.
Yes.
And then would you, I'd make an argument that arguably the best Scrooge ever was George C. Scott.
A lot of people argue it, but that production is the greatest by far.
I think it's the best.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where they're keeping the Christmas spirit alive each and every day. Also, Bradenton, Florida, Angels Camp, California, Grand Forks, North Dakota, Hero, Vermont, North Hero for the Colburns, Truro, Iowa, and Mercedes, Uruguay. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know homeowners are now $1 trillion richer thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom? These numbers, coupled with another rate drop for the 14th time this year, astonishing, means that Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refi, to take the cash out, lower their loan term, or remove PMI. It comes at a good time for a lot of people. It truly does, when people do need to get a break. You got to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is also already offering the new 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits, which means ultra-low rates all the way up to $822,000. And Cornerstone delivers what they promise. Never abate and switch like those other guys who offer super low rates but don't tell you about origination points. Humbug.
A stake of holly through your heart. Boy, what is Christmas but a time for buying things?
Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. They really, really do you well at Cornerstone First Financial. Call them, please, 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing, and Merry Christmas from Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. So, keeping on the theme of today's show, which is Rob has destroyed the Christmas spirit, which you have, killed it.
You're the only. This is how terrible it is. Katie Powers or Katie Von Herman is she texted she barely text during the shows, right?
Right.
She's like, well, I think we need to do a wellness check on Rob over the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Sound morose. I'll be right.
Is your mom coming over for Christmas dinner?
Yeah, actually, my mom is, and my cousin Casey and her husband. So we have
this sounds great.
It's going to be great, but you know what? We're not going to have the 80-person Yankee swap like we do every year with the whole family. And they're trying to set up a big family Zoom.
Bring
something.
Some more joy in. You are a joyous guy.
Yeah, you
do what you try
it,
to do on the show. Do what you do with us when we're in airports traveling. Be the jester.
Entertain.
You know, be happy.
Sometimes, yeah. Mike, you want to be the guy in the airport that says, "What gate are we at?"
I understand. You just want to follow along, like
right.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
didn't even
know you
where
do.
We're going. It's half the time.
Well, we
swear to God,
we didn't
are we
really need him.
Wake up.
See, this brings me joy.
Yes.
You can dress up at least. Maybe if you put on a festive outfit or something, Rob.
Like a sweater? Like a holiday sweater?
Something dumb and silly that maybe will add a little.
Do you dress for Christmas dinner?
No. No. I mean, I'll shower, put on a clean shirt and pants.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, with. Who am I out to impress?
This year I might do it.
Yeah,
I mean, we have
put on a suit.
We have a mother-in-law, a niece, and a nephew, and us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small gathering, and I might throw a little something
Pop,
on. You know?
your son will always remember that one.
But we're probably going to eat outside.
Oh, yeah.
Because of social distancing.
Wear some short pants with a long sleeve shirt and a tie.
And buckle shoes.
Yeah, that's great. Short pants. So you went through that. Have you gone through a similar thing? You sound like you're a little. By the way, I have to compliment you, but then I'm gonna rescind that compliment because I think your attention to gadgetry makes you a very good gift giver.
100%. Yes, I agree.
You have done, and I'm not even a family member, but you have done me and my son proud over the years.
When I can,
periodically.
I always like to delight.
And you know, if you never did that again, you've already you've already delivered. But at the same time, when you're talking about you made some reference to the fact that you showed your wife, something
I
you were that. Where's the what's the point of that?
Yeah, you're carrying it. Don't carry it.
It's everybody has their own I guess methodology to it. I remember that I hit a few home runs early when we were dating, and then. I realized, oh, she doesn't want the things I want to give her. She wants the things that she wants that I think have no value, like a pair of jeans or something. I think that's a boring gift.
That is a boring gift. Clothes as a rule are pretty boring.
Yeah. So I decided.
Yeah, but if you do clothes right, I'm here to tell you, I think that I might be wrong about that. That's something for the holiday show on Tuesday night to ask her. I have given her clothing packages. That are on sale, and I go out to stores, and I what do you like? What? What?
When
what are you laughing at?
Clothing packages. It sounds like you're buying like Halloween.
I'll get a top and pants and a dress.
Oh, an ensemble.
And give it to her in like a grab bag,
yes.
And let her. And I think that's been successful, but I could be wrong because
I've
look
succeeded
back, I'm not
with
sure.
that, and I've failed with that.
Yeah, you can fail with that too.
Yeah.
But what did you? What was the misstep this year with
this
her?
This is great. I saw. For some reason, I get a lot of estate auction links in my Facebook feed because I'm always looking for a deal.
Yeah,
and hey, look, it's a pair of used ladies' slacks.
No, I'm okay. Look, if she says I need Madewell jeans, those things cost $150 or whatever they cost. Maybe
what are they?
Madewell, they're a brand.
Okay,
are they indeed Madewell?
I guess
Rob's got
so,
a pair of jeans that are made by Snackwell.
I can't wear them anymore, Mike, because of the Alestra buttons.
I see that there's an auction coming up on December 20th.
Denim may cause diarrhea. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. We had to get that out of our system. That's
they're khakis.
Of an estate, and they happen to have geos. And for those of you that are of right mind and don't believe in Mother Earth's powers, a geo is just a crystal or natural stone that has been made into a design. You can buy usually at beach shops or if you're looking for crystal powers, there's always like some sort of holistic healing outfit.
Is it jewelry?
No, it's a piece of rock that you just display in your home.
And she's way into it. She's had crystals around the station before.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so she's into that.
She's into that. So I see this estate sale, and I'm like, hey, if I can snag this for like a couple hundred bucks, I just sent you guys the picture.
Uh-huh.
Off this estate sale. Oh, it, cool. This Geo, look, it's a purple. It looks like a heart.
Yeah, it's got a stand. Love. Yeah,
it's got a little stand. She can put on her desk.
How
no
big
deal.
Would that be?
Ah, something for your desk.
Mike, it's maybe. 12 feet tall. Right. It's like a monolith.
Right? It's really pretty.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's so, a heart. It's very, very touching.
I thought it was very thoughtful. And if the price was right, even better, Mike.
Right.
Even better. So I said, hey, I'm just going to throw this out here. Instead of those jeans or that or whatever else you sent me in your links, what about this Geo? It looks like it's from an estate sale. Before you say I'm cheap, just know that, you know, if the price isn't right, I won't get it.
You probably, probably shouldn't have led with the
bargain shopping.
Yeah, but you don't want to lead with the fact that it's a used item, even gently used.
Yeah, just but I'm not going to lie to her. She's going to ask me where I got it if she wants to return it. And I'm like, well, that's gone. Like, that's going to be more embarrassing.
I suppose.
It's a piece of rock. It's not like she's putting it in her mouth or something.
Yeah.
It actually looks like it might be made of nerds.
And she looks at me and says, no, I don't want that. I'm like, you're into rocks. She goes, I don't want rocks or stones for the holidays.
Oh, this just in from Matt Bloom.
Yeah.
It's a geode.
Oh, whatever.
Well, a geode's a car.
Yeah, Neo Geo.
Yeah, it's a Plymouth.
A geode.
I loved the geode when I was younger.
Dummy, it's a geode. I didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
Really so, pretty, though. Very nice. But she doesn't want it.
Wouldn't that be... what if I would have gone out... on the online, spent my good 5 minutes that I could have spent on something else.
Right.
And that's a big present.
Well,
for that money, that's the big present.
Yeah. And what? Right. No returns? Go back to the state and it's been sold and gone?
You got to rent yourself a 7-year-old because, I mean, that's we're getting all the satisfaction we need.
Yep.
I mean it. Now I know what my mom would say to me. Well, I just want everybody. I just want your love. I literally don't say that to my son. But he said, Dad, what do you want? I said, I want you to be happy for Christmas. That's what I want.
My mom
said
for
my
60th
birthday, it was a different story. For my 60th birthday, I would look at him and say, you know, ask mommy where the good websites are that have golf shirts. But I actually
kind of foresaw, I said, Daddy, what do you want for Christmas? And you say, son, really good sunglasses.
I'll have that discussion with my wife. The thing, no.
Top Flight. What are you?
I'm sorry. What's your go-to again?
Well, I mean, if you want the numero uno, number one on the hit parade, you got your Titleist.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? But is it a certain brand like Red or Highline?
No,
just Titleist.
It's Pro V1X.
Pro V1X. Very much.
Yeah, if you have to be specific.
Pro V1X. If you really want to be specific.
Yeah,
I like that.
They come in lots of 12.
Noted.
Often.
And the high numbers are fun too. 6, 7, 8. But anyway,
Big Daddy always played low numbers. That's weird.
Well, you got 500 guys out there with a Titleist one.
True. True enough. True enough.
Very frustrating. Hey, but getting back to you,
can you choose the number?
Well, you can go into a store and say these are the high numbers. It separates you from your playing part.
This is great. I love it. I'm used to range balls. And it's like, all right, who's got the one with a chip in it?
I also mark my ball with a Sharpie, like many people do. You're supposed to mark your balls. You're always supposed to mark your balls.
What if they get sweaty? That's
right. Oscar, don't you normally play a ball that has a big red stripe around it, right?
I don't know where we're going today, but it's crazy holiday time. We have to take another break. I apologize. We'll come back, figure out what the hell's going on, and see if he substituted the rock with something, you know?
Oh, I got something.
If a woman wants a rock, Oscar, it's usually a very specific type of rock, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right?
And you can see what the rock is cooking.
He's so depressed. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, boys and girls. It's me, Santa Claus. Oh, ho, ho. I've made my list and I've checked it twice. And I know one thing for sure. I can't wait to fill your stockings. Because frankly, I got to get out of this place. This quarantine is killing me. Mrs. Claus is all up in my business 24/7. Nick, do this. Nick, clean this. Nick, take out the trash. And Nick, did you check on your reindeer? And I'm all like, Jesus, Karen, get off my back. Yes, Karen Claus is making this fat man's life a living hell. So I can't wait for Christmas Eve to hop in my sleigh. Then I am outie. This jolly old elf needs some time to himself. Ho, ho, ho. That's what she is. Damn it, Karen. She needs to clean the red suit, make some supper, then shut the f*** up.
Santa.
That would be a real Christmas miracle.
I'll Santa. See you this Christmas. And this year, forget the milk and cookies. Santa wants a mango truly and a Cliff Bar. Help a brother out and Merry Christmas.
Wow, I didn't know it was Karen Claus.
Karen, that's her name. You should see her haircut.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's nothing like late season football. Can't believe my team, my crappy football team, the New York Giants, are still in it. You know, a team's future can turn on a single play.
Mm-hmm. Home, Big Blue!
Big Blue!
Big Blue. Go on, Big Blue.
Be a part of the action with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. This music. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. I'm Mike O'Mara. I guarantee it. Mm. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. Terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get in on it. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun. And win some cash while you are at it at MyBookie. We're talking about the Christmas spirit. And now, without further ado, let's bring him in here and find out where he stands on the Christmas spirit, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking about the one and only Nicholas Diamond, who is the prognosticator of Pahrumph, Nevada. Let me see. Don't Give It Away. That doesn't, Nikki, appear to be a Christmas book. Or maybe it is. I'm not sure what it is. I know you're a you're a big reader. Nice Christmas
sweater.
That is
sweater, a lovely sweater.
Thank you. Yes, I read all kinds of things. This is from the best-selling author of Yesterday I Cried. It's called Don't Give It Away, a workbook of self-awareness and self-affirmations for young women. Okay, maybe I should. Sure, it's a fine boy. Read.
Diving deep. Diving deep into the the diamond library.
Yeah, wow. The season's coming to an end, Mike.
You know, I'm curious, with all that you've been through this year, living in your buddy Eddie's house, with him getting out of the hospital and all that. What's the status of the Christmas spirit in Nikki Diamond Land? Eddie, any plans? How you feeling? Are you into it? What's going on?
I think I'm too much into it. Ernie and I got in a little bit of trouble this week with the management at Desert Greens. As you know, my caroling group, the St. Nikki Six, we get together every year. And this year, couldn't quite get the gang together, so I wheeled Ernie out, and we just had at it. And just apparently singing Silent Night at the top of your lungs, the doorstep of a neighbor in a pandemic is frowned upon, but what do I know?
What time were you out there?
Fueled by cheer is like being a serial killer. Whatever these people.
Wow, he's pissed. What time was this that you did your Silent Night, and was there any alcohol involved when you did this?
Well, I don't know where you come from, Mike, but when we carol, we drink. That's what my grandmother used to say. Yes, there was alcohol involved. It was last night around 7 p.m., I believe, a nice prime caroling time. And
yeah.
It's not appreciated. Yes.
Really? I'm sorry. So you're, are you going to get a letter from the community or something like that, the association?
Oh, there's letters on the way. There's lots of letters. Something at the door that says we must move out. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but apparently there's an issue.
I didn't realize, you know, all these times we've talked to you, you've never mentioned your grandmother, Mother Diamond.
Were you close to your grandmother, Nikki?
Grandmother Margarita.
Yeah. Oh.
Grandma Margarita? That was her name. Really?
She's still with us, actually. She's 112.
That's terrific.
Does she go by Marge or Margarita?
She goes by Marge, but she lives by Margarita.
Salt or no salt on the rim, Nikki? I'm just curious about that.
Well, she's a health nut, so sugar. Yes.
Oh, sugar. A sugered margarita.
Sugared margarita,
yes,
very good.
Not for this vlog.
So. Mother Diamond.
Nikki, it is winding down in the NFL. Oh, yeah. So much to talk about, so much going on. People are excited. NFL fans, and there are plenty that listen to this show, are into the season. What do you got this week for us, my friend?
Well, I just that Browns-Ravens game the other night, it really just, what an amazing
wonderful
back and forth with the fans in the stands. It really made us appreciate that we're making a season work. this crazy year. I got to say, the Chiefs, though, they're the best team in the league. And I say the Merle, it's a sure thing. They keep not covering the spread. I say they're due. They're taking on the Saints in the game of the week. No Drew Brees. Yes to Patrick Mahomes. They're giving a 3.5. I say they win by 7-10. It's the sure thing, baby.
I like that.
And now,
yep.
Your Diamond Player of the Week from the Jimmy Cerrito, Stephon Diggs, playing a little Ooh. Saturday afternoon NFL football versus the Denver Broncos. This guy can't be stopped. 120 yards and a touchdown. He's going to light him up in Mile High, baby. And now, Sunday night, winning ass pick. Yo, Cardi B, Nicki B. Sorry about your Giants, Mike, but hey, they had a good run. The Browns coming off that horrible, heartbreaking defeat. Will exact some revenge on the Giants. I say the Browns defeat the fighting Mike O'Maras on Sunday night football.
Oh,
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all the ones, baby. Let's do it. It's a Nicki Christmas. Silent night. Goodbye.
There he goes.
Wow. I think he's right. I think all those picks are solid this week, and I will tell you I am concerned, although that there's a little rivalry now with the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and we'll find out what happens, but I'm worried about my Giants.
Anything's
it's going to be
possible,
the Washington football team. As my sports buddy said, he believes it too. Looks like looking good for the Washington football team playoff-wise, which is great for those long-suffering fans, so I'm happy for you with that. We will continue our Christmas discussion. We didn't wrap up with Oscar because Nicki had to come in and give us our football picks. We will. What are you playing? This is depressing.
No,
what
it's a good song. This is Bryan Adams, Christmas Time. Great record.
This is a Cutter song.
See, even his playlist, man.
You don't like this one?
He broke my Elvis ornament. Oh, it's so sad.
Something about Christmas time. Something about Christmas time.
You know what? He's Canadian.
Yeah. All right. Put it in your jukebox. We'll take a break. We'll be back
Green
with
vinyl.
More fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Children's
eyes. You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. And he removed the truff package that is so beautiful, the gift pack. And behold, a halo on his head.
What's that?
There he is, as he removed the truff hot sauces from his container that were so perfectly packaged, including the white truffle hot sauce that he holds in his hand for you.
Yum.
And look at that. Isn't that great?
Mike, you look like a Renaissance Marsala. Painting when you have the golden halo above your head. It's like, he has risen.
I'm getting sun.
He is born.
I'm getting the sun. This is, I'm talking about the truff hot sauce here. This is, in my hand, the white truffle infused hot sauce. I got the hotter hot sauce. I got the truff regular hot sauce. And it comes in this gorgeous gift box that you can give at the holidays for your favorite hot
Great
sauce
presentation.
Fan. The
Great
fact
presentation.
That they put truffles in these gives it a special flavor. Very unique, very different.
Round, it's unlike, a very round flavor. It's not just hot. It's a good flavor.
Yeah. And it's better than any hot sauce you've had in a very, very long time. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper! It's like nothing you've ever tried before, and it makes a great gift. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything, including the white Truff VIP box, which I just showed you. Mm-hmm. At the Truff variety. Is that the VIP box, or is that the... is that the variety pack?
I think that's the VIP box, like the gift set. You'll see it. There are pictures on the website.
Yeah.
You'll see the one that
Very
you
easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I just love it. It's delish. Shop at truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, FF is in fine flavor.
Flavor!
.com and use the promo code TMOS. Back to Oscar and
the Rock.
So she didn't want the Rock. So what?
Mike, I'm still going to bid on the Geo. Geode. Yeah, not the Geo Metro.
Well, why? If she doesn't want it, you don't care about it.
Yeah, I think she. Look,
Her response. It's a deal. Is it part of it that it's a deal?
Well, if I can get it for under $200, I think it's a deal, right?
Right.
Resell it.
I do not want to do that. But what I would want to do.
Hey, Pony, I got something for you.
Yeah, here's it's for the eBay page.
He knew geode.
Yeah, he did.
Right? He did. Are you a geode guy?
Right. No, I just know what they are.
Why?
I know that the geode is a car because I'm smart.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say all the time.
As a matter of fact, Mike and I were arguing before the show about how smart you were.
Pony, so yeah, smart.
Pony's scary. But what do? How about
she said
you?
She wanted a rock she could wear.
Oh,
and I
so
said,
she wants
you have
jewelry
one on your engagement ring. Mm-hmm. She says, "No, I would like a ring for the other hand." I said, "That's a little too much for like a Christmas gift. That could be a dual birthday."
Does she
Christmas
want
gift,
like
right?
super expensive stuff?
I don't know I'd even go.
Well,
don't
get her one of those
jewelry.
Don't they make jewelry with those crystals? That's not going to be expensive.
Yeah, a nice sterling silver ring with a rock in it.
Let me tell you a story about jewelry, Oscar.
Yeah, you got to go to Woodward
and
Woodruff.
Do you have any Christmas music in the background that you can play for me?
Let me tell you,
this might be helpful for you. A little story about a man who used to give real jewelry to his wife, and then he became aware of a company called Swarovski.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, sorry. And, you can always find some beautiful little trinket that might be on sale that isn't really as expensive as the real stones. Mm. And that might work. Does she care whether she wears real or
this
artificial?
This is the first time I thought she was into jewelry. Because I thought, this is how, I guess, oblivious I am to this.
Yeah.
Is that I thought that ring for our engagement and wedding ring was that's all you have to get. And unless, like for a while until you get like a 5-year anniversary.
No, you can buy it for any occasion. You can say because she made you a nice dinner. You get her a little trinket.
And you
it doesn't have to be expensive jewelry. There's plenty of cheap jewelry out there.
A lot of women love gold, 10 karat, 14 karat, even 18 karat gold, but really introduce her to the healing properties of copper.
Copper? Jesus Christ, I got you a lead ring. This is great. No, get her. She wants a bauble. Something she can wear, a jewelry and necklace, and you can go get it. That's crystal. Probably the crystal stuff is much cheaper
than an
emerald or a diamond or a ruby or something like that.
I'm good with all of that. It just it hasn't really crossed my. I'm waiting for next week to go and figure that out. Right.
Well, that's
like last minute. You're going to go to a store
the Nordstrom pickup. We did that last week for our family's gifts, and we parked, and then they brought a bag out and threw it in the trunk, and we just rolled out.
He wants it to be like 1930, Mike. He wants to go Christmas shopping at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
That's what Mike
used to
do.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved doing it. I still might do that with a mask on. I might go out there and roll out. There's nobody out there. And what about you, little boy? What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Is there anything on your list?
I gave the list.
What's and number one on your list?
Number one on my list is that for the Volvo is that you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
You can buy a nice like car and they won't throw in that cover that you pull back in the trunk that covers your belongings.
Oh yeah, it's like an
automobile.
Looks like an old fashioned light shade.
Yeah,
you pull it and it covers and it licks.
They don't throw that in.
No, of
that's
course
number
not.
One on your hit parade. That's that's good.
I'm not high maintenance. I would like the new Apple headphones, but they're sold out.
The AirPods,
to be fair,
$600
as well. The real ones. Okay.
To be fair, when you're closing the car deal, that's the kind of thing that you last minute on the salesman. That's how you get the car liners and the extra key and all that stuff because you say, before I sign. you know those things? I'd like one of those
things. $200 to peel off to throw that in the back. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he lives in the city where he's got to cover up all his stuff. He's got audio equipment back there. Your ass is going to be rolled.
You don't know how many times I take stuff out of our car.
Rolled.
Like heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Put it in the house, so just put it back in the morning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you want to cover it up.
Yeah. And they're not cheap.
No.
Put that on my list.
No.
Oh, that's exciting. What about you? What do you want, Rob Spiewak?
I want...
No. That was going to be my joke. I really want to know what you want. I'm going to say what you were going to say. By the way, if I don't say exactly what you were going to say when we go to break,
I know.
I'll be very surprised.
I would we were talking about it earlier. I'd like some shirts. I don't like shopping for shirts or stuff like that. And Carrie can buy me... she bought me some nice shirts last year. I'd like some shirts this year.
Like cotton shirts with the Ramones like, on them or something.
Not even like t-shirts,
like collared shirts.
Yeah, like collared button-down shirts.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
And Mike, what would you like for Christmas?
Oh yeah. Well, the initials are WP. Rob Spira.
WP.
That of course is World Peace.
Oh, okay.
World Peace, as I wish for that every single year.
I was gonna say White Power, but yeah. I guess it's World Peace.
No, I am a contented man. I don't require. I am a. Excuse me. Don't hope you don't have to edit that out.
No, I'm sure it's fine.
No, I kind of got my big Christmas present already this year. All right. Yeah, a lot of people haven't acknowledged it yet. Way to go, Joe. Hey, way to go, Joe. I got my Christmas present this year. I did. That's all I wanted. I don't want anything.
Joe Claus.
I don't want anything, you know? And by the way, Wanda Farmer, thank you for the gifts, but if you send any more, I'm going to eat 1,400 calories a minute like I did yesterday with every snack you sent me. Everyone that was delicious, okay? The dried cheese, the dried meat, the bars with almonds in them, and everything else that I ate.
Turning into O'Reilly.
Thank you. Oh, geez. And Carla came out this morning. What is that? I said, that's refuse. That's packaging.
A pile of wrappers.
Like a mini Christmas tree right next to me.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Macadamia nuts, almonds, cheese, everything. Yeah. You know, and my digestive system is in a turmoil state today. Hey, we'll take a break, and we will come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Ho, ho, ho.
The Christmas dream.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Busey.
Oh, no, not
and
again.
I'd just like to share a few holiday Buseyisms for the Mike O'Meara Show.
Holiday.
All right.
Christmas isn't Christmas without a cake. That's one.
That's one.
Santa Claus is coming to your municipality, but he might as well get the permits early. Because if he doesn't, he might be stuck on the road somewhere. Buseyisms. Buseyisms from Gary Busey. Hey. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know what makes a Happy New Year new? Love. Yeah, love between a man and a woman. On a couch. Fusiisms. Happy Holidays and Merry Quans. Special mention goes out to my daughter. I don't know if you're aware of her name. It's Lucy Busey. Good girl.
Thank you.
This is Christmas Busey-isms.
Lucy Busey.
Love on a couch.
It is not. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by FitBod. If you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. Mm-hmm. But with FitBod, you can get a personalized fitness program that adapts to you as you go. FitBod, a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. With each workout, the app learns your abilities and plans workouts designed to maximize your results. Personalized training can be tough on the budget, but FitBod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. Plus, you can try a 1 month of workouts absolutely free. That's 1 month of workouts, not a 1 month. Hey, how's a pot of 1 month of workouts?
Everybody liking a FitBod.
Hey, get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/TMOS. Try FitBod free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/TMOS. The ME always throws me.
It's weird.
Not me, is it?
It's
you say
.me.
Pronounce the letters.
The easiest thing to do, there's a button on our website. That's the easiest way. Just click the button.
Sign up with your computer. Then download the app. That's 1 free month when you sign up at fitpod.me/TMOS.
News.
Boo. I'm a fan of Angus King. I like him. He's the independent senator from the great state of Maine.
Yeah.
And he's every bit Maine independent. And I love the independent people up there. I really do. U.S. Senator Angus King, he came up with an interesting idea to keep people at home during the holidays and avoid gatherings. Free streaming. King has written a letter to all six of the largest streaming services asking them to make their platforms free over the holidays. I think it's a cool idea.
Didn't he reveal it in his column, King's Things?
King's Things.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm a senator.
This is my New England brother, Angus. How you doing there, Angus? Yeah, we're going.
He's arguing that if people have complimentary access to Netflix, Disney+, Hulu, all the ones, HBO Max, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, they'll be encouraged to stay at home and binge. And I know there are a lot of things. Well, what about screw what about. I think in general,
it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Let's ask the techie guy. What do you think? Not bad.
They technically
what?
Do this now. Most of these services will give you the first free month, and then you know now it becomes a ticker, right?
Yeah, and so then they charge
you. You have it, and you move on.
But then if you don't pay attention, they you know all of a sudden you got that $5.99
bill. So if they
bill.
Gave it for free, I mean, you, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, maybe off one service, maybe Netflix is the one that you can't get it, but Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max. If you just bought
Brazzers.
an Apple device within the last year, you probably still get that first year for free.
Yep.
All of this is there. This man is uninformed because he's given a solution that's already out there.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Moving right along. Hollywood is still struggling to come up with new ideas, which is probably why Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane is developing a reboot of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. Oh, I love Revenge of the Nerds. That's a movie you shouldn't touch. And a lot of the jokes you can't make anymore.
It's going to star Keith and Kenny Lucas. Do you know
who
these
guys are?
The Lucas brothers?
Look them up.
The identical twin brothers from 22 Jump Street. Do you even know who these people are?
No. I didn't even watch the first 21 Jump Street all the way through, so I didn't make it to the sequel.
The first one have Johnny Depp? Wasn't he in it?
Well, no, that was the show. There was a reboot.
Oh, I know them. I'm sorry. Mike, you probably know them as well. Let me
the Lucas brothers?
Yes.
According to Variety, it's a, quote, contemporary reimagining that will pontificate about today's nerd culture. And what even constitutes a geek in the 21st century.
This could possibly work.
Does anyone
see who these guys are? There they are.
Okay.
Sure. The original Revenge of the Nerds came out in 1984, and some of its content hasn't aged very well, like the stereotypical depiction of an Asian character and a sex scene that would be considered rape by today's standards.
Yes.
So there's that.
Is there going to be a booger?
Oh, yeah, there has to be a booger. Right?
Got to be a booger, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm a sure snotty in Revenge of the Nerds 2.
I have a better idea. How about an original screenplay? How about an original comedy?
Well, you know what? You? It doesn't matter. It's not going to go to theaters anyway. So why bother?
All right, I'm going to throw this out at you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Creed singer Scott Stapp is going to play Frank Sinatra in an upcoming movie about Ronald Reagan. I've seen a picture of this guy, the Creed lead singer. Doesn't look anything like Frank Sinatra.
No, he doesn't at all.
By the way, it'll include a scene where Scott gets to perform as Frank. Dennis Quaid is playing Reagan.
Hey, you know what? That Revenge of the Nerds movie looks better all of a sudden.
I mean, can you believe some of these stupid things that are going on out there? Dennis Quaid?
The weird thing about this is that if it's a Reagan movie, that means it's going to be like 1980s Frank, and probably in 1980 because he planned the inauguration party or the ball.
He was an old man.
He was an old man, so they're going to have to age Scott Stapp. So this is bad at every. This is bad at every turn.
Well, it doesn't have a better chance because then maybe they could put the makeup correctly over the prosthetics.
I suppose.
I would like to see shoulder to shoulder pictures of the guys that have played Reagan in Reagan movies since they've been doing it, and I'd like to see how many of them approximate Ronald Reagan. I wouldn't say it's very much.
No.
Yeah, they all do the hair. A new study found this is disturbing on every level to me. The study has found that cats recover from coronavirus much faster than people. I'm putting my scary sound effect on right there.
This is fascinating because I would like to know if does that tick off one of their nine lives?
I'm not sure. It means they're from hell.
Morris.
Scientists aren't quite sure why. Of course not. You know that they recover faster. You just don't know why. Meow.
Am I the only one that's now just getting the fact that house pets can get it? I thought dogs and cats were clear of it. I didn't think they could carry it.
No, they can get it.
Oh, man. Linus says he can't smell anything anymore.
Scientists are trying to figure it out. That could give us more insight into the virus. Nope, it won't.
No.
It won't be helpful. Mark my words, the fact that cats recover faster, you'll find nothing out. Because they won't tell you. Because they don't care.
And it shows they have an alliance with the other worst animal on Earth, the bat.
It always goes back to the originator.
Yeah.
The bat.
The bat.
And people sent you a lot of bat pictures when that happened.
Yeah,
so
and those people can piss off.
I know. Go put a bat in your jukebox. Anyway, moving right along.
Oh, that's a horrible, really bad thing to say.
Thank you. A study looked at the most in-demand Christmas gifts in all 50 states. Ooh. I will not give you all 50 states.
All right.
I will give you the two biggies. One is in 6 states, and the next is 5. All right? The PlayStation 5, numero uno, in 6 states. That is top of the food chain. And the iPhone 12.
Ooh. That would be nice.
Oh,
that would be really nice.
Big ticket.
That's next with 5. In Florida, it's what it has been for the last 3 years, a new gun. That's what it is in Florida. A shiny,
I thought it was new teeth.
No, you don't need the, you just fire the gun with any, you know, you can have one tooth. Doesn't matter.
Twofers.
The website smartasset.com, not to be confused with Rob Spiewak's smartass.com.
Yes, visit it
just
today.
Released the result of its annual study of the best cities for beer drinkers. This is something our audience will enjoy. This is a good survey because I like the metrics they use. The rankings are based on 5 factors: total breweries, breweries per capita, average number of beers per brewery, bars per capita, and average price of beer.
Okay.
Which is fantastic.
I love it. Mm.
And for the second year in a row, people, Cincinnati is the best beer city in the United States. The rest of the top 10 are, this is a surprise, Asheville, North Carolina. It's a cool place.
I like
Asheville.
A lot
of money to live there, but that's a neat place. St. Louis, Portland, Oregon, Pittsburgh, Denver, Bend, Oregon, Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mad City. Missoula, Montana. Love to drive to Missoula this year. Really would. And Cleveland. So Cleveland made that list, which I think is really
But Cincinnati's nice the big one.
Cincinnati, Ohio, because of the number of breweries and the beer prices.
Big
and,
red you know, machine.
You like a good craft brew.
Oh, my God.
You?
I love it. Yeah.
Asheville is a place that I got to get to at least within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Everybody's just, they take road trips down there. They go down there.
I've been looking at Asheville because it's a great golf town, too. I have been looking at Asheville for summertime for so long, and it's just, it's hard to find a place.
Was it relevant? I would say, for me, the first time I heard about it.
20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago, no, right?
No way. Mm-mm. No way. It's good.
I heard it's
super.
The water there. That's what brought everybody to Asheville. The water that they use is like of a certain chemical. You know, it doesn't have certain properties that allows them to make such great beer.
Yeah, and I think they've got a great food scene in Asheville. But as far as like renting a place for a week vacation or something, it's so pricey because the houses are so, you know.
Also,
you got the Charlotte and the Raleigh-Durham corridor, and they all have their Richie Rich places up there. It's an expensive place to rent.
And isn't it the home of country music?
Asheville, that's Nashville. That's Nashville, Tennessee, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Never mind. And now a little something. A 26-year-old guy named Alice Sweet went into a McDonald's in Portland, Maine on Tuesday afternoon carrying a chainsaw. Then he went behind the counter and he stole a drink and some food while he revved the saw.
Good sounds.
Then he went out into the parking lot where the manager confronted him, and Alice started chasing the manager with the chainsaw. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and Alice was arrested for robbery and several other charges. Multiple Joe Kicker here. No word on whether he was just pissed off because his parents named him Alice. They checked out his apartment, but the manager said, Alice doesn't live here anymore. And the McDonald's will henceforth be named Alice's Restaurant.
Thank you very much.
That's it. We got to get out of here. That's for all you Alice lovers out there. Now we got a little something peppy. Brian Setzer, everybody, taking those Christmas tours. Happy holidays.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
We'll take a break.
Jingle all the way.
Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Ho, 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 ho.
Tonight, after an all-new Growing Pains, Pony makes a big decision.
Someday, I'd like to be a dentist.
On a very special episode of Pony's Place.
That's all.
Then, on the regulars, Oscar meets a new bartender.
I'll take water.
Don't have.
Do you have any skinny drinks?
Black.
With an attitude.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Sex on the beach.
It's all part of a December to remember. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato, and thank you for all your great work during 2020. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. As regular as clockwork, every December, the year comes to an end and Christmas draws near, and everyone wants a little gift. Oscar wants a good night's sleep in his own bed, not the downstairs Davenport. Mike wants the Mega Touch to be magically silenced. Maddie wants some brie, not too runny. Rob just wants feeling in his feet. And Pony wants a death on the snow. Oh, a death on the show.
Yes, one of the three principles. He'll settle for any of us.
Thank you. These wishes may be tough, but luckily, you can always get what you really want. A Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription. It's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself. And getting it is easier than scoring with a Kansas City prostitute.
You know how that is.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You know the drill. By now, we really, really need you too at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you better not pout or I'll kick your ass. There it is. Let's open up the audio vault for today. All right, Brian Setzer.
Brian Setzer there. Mike, name this TV theme. I know we did this on the bonus show. And by the way, a lot of people loved that. So we'll revisit that TV theme name challenge.
I got it.
Go, Oscar.
Night Court.
Exactly. Do you know they are rebooting Night Court? They're bringing it back. The only thing that is sort of neat about it is John Larroquette is coming back to play the attorney.
What is he, 90?
He's got to be 90. And because we lost Harry Anderson in 2018, the setup for the show is that it's Harry Anderson's daughter, who's also a Night Court judge.
How do we lose Harry Anderson? I don't know why I really missed that.
Do you know, it makes me treasure the writers out there. They come up with something new ideas and spectacular new ideas, especially in the realm of comedy. It's lazy.
Yeah.
At its heart, it's lazy. Hey, this will be great.
I'll watch it. I have a soft spot for Night Court.
You won't watch it because it's on broadcast television. That's so in your rearview mirror.
Well, not.
I don't watch broadcast television anymore.
Yeah.
At all.
At all.
That's all.
Broadcast television last night had the big reveal. Everyone loves The Masked Singer. And they revealed the winner. It was the
Sun.
How
are the ratings on The Mask?
It does very well for broadcast television.
Very, very well.
Yeah, it's because people are stupid.
It's unfortunate.
Brad, my buddy Brad said there's so many shows like that now. He wants to do one called I Can Hear You Dance.
Like you have somebody dance backstage?
No, well, you would blindfold the judges. It would be someone like Ken Jeong with a blindfold. And someone would come out and dance and you'd have to guess who they are.
That's Steven Tyler.
Well, anyway, Mike, The Sun won The Masked Singer.
The winner of this season's Golden Mask is The Sun! Say it with me, son. We have to know who you are. Take it off!
I hate this show so much.
Take it off! Oh, my God!
Leanne Rimes was the winner. Yeah, actually.
Good for her.
Oh, well, Leanne Rimes is, you know. I'm a fan of Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, that's
a good choice.
I mean, she sounds good. Well, here's what she sang last night.
Oh, good, good. You have that. All right, there you go. Let's listen. Here it is.
8 days left for Christmas shopping. 8 days left.
Only 8 days, people.
She's a shoo-in.
Christmas shopping. Only got 8 days.
Only got 8 days, Leanne.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better hurry up, or
you'll be sorry.
You don't really have Leanne Rimes singing, do you?
No, not really. I don't.
I wanted to hear it.
I wanted to hear it because I like Leanne Rimes. Yeah,
she sounds good. She does sound good. Here's the thing. The other thing that Carrie and I complain about when we watch Masked Singer, they've got these huge Disney-style headpieces on, and they're out there singing with the mic. There's no way they're singing. You can't mic them in that costume. It has to be pre-recorded. So
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Oh, I got blurry there.
So is Martha Stewart, is she or has she ever banged Snoop Dogg?
Oh, I don't think so.
Because they keep, intermingling.
I think their marriage is one of business.
Okay.
I think their one is marriage. But I will also say that Martha Stewart for but with the age difference.
Yes.
With Snoop would be Snoop's in his 60s, right?
Got to be nearly 60, I would think.
Nearly 60? I don't know. I think that I don't know how long the
would you watch that but, video?
Now you made me throw
out
up
of
in
interest.
My mouth. Now you have made me throw up. Yes. In
well,
my mouth.
On Instagram right. yesterday, Martha revealed that she's making cannabis-shaped cookies for her buddy Snoop.
It looks like Santa's little elves have been everywhere here in my kitchen, but it's really been Molly Wank and me baking and decorating. And this is leaking, unfortunately, but I wanted to do a little bit of red on this cannabis leaf. We've done cannabis because I just did a big demo with Snoop Dogg, and this is for him, these cannabis leaf cookies.
It's no, I think it's always pot. It's always that. She knows that that's bank, that that'll go viral.
Yeah.
And that recording, by the way, was recorded in the neighbor's house over the television.
And I don't even want to tell you what she pointed at when she said this is leaking.
Ew. He's 49 years old.
49, that's it?
I don't
it?
Know if this is
Snoop
valid.
Is only 49 yeah. years
wow.
old?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It surprises
me. He started
me.
Very young, like when he was like 18.
Well, when he was so. A puppy.
Okay. All right. He looks older.
So Mike,
looks a lot older.
As Hanukkah draws to a close, this is kind of neat. Every night for Hanukkah, Dave Grohl and one of his friends put a song on social media made famous by a Jewish performer. And I love right. Dave Grohl. I think he transcends all genres of music. And this is my favorite one. He did a Bob Dylan song. You'll know that maybe not by title, Rainy Day Women 12 and 35. It's just Dave Grohl on the drums, guy on a piano performing Bob Dylan.
Great song.
Great one.
Everybody must get.
This song you and them say good love.
I would not feel
gotta
so all alone.
I would not feel so all alone.
Everybody must get stoned.
Awesome. Woo!
And you know what? When you just talk about musicianship, drums, piano, one guy singing in a room. And that sounds like a full-blown record, doesn't it?
Might be my favorite Bob Dylan song. Stone you when you ride him on it. Everybody must get stoned.
I love in high school government, our teacher played us that song, and there were just some real, really tightly wrapped young Republicans in our class. And they're like, you can't play that. You can't
that's
say
fantastic.
That.
But
good, it was great.
Good for
awesome.
The teacher.
All the right.
Teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Ward, great guy. And we close with this. Mike, the effects of COVID are everywhere. Do you know this year they're not going to do a gathering in Times Square? I mean, of course not. But you think about how wide-reaching it is that huge crowd that's going to be in Times Square. No one's going to be there.
Organizers of New York's Times Square New Year's Eve celebration have announced that they will not allow an audience to gather due to the coronavirus pandemic. Fortunately, if New Yorkers still want to watch the ball drop, the Jets have three more games.
Yes. Your magic audio show. Ball.
That's
have a good Thursday,
you know
everybody.
What? That's why I like that guy, yeah. Seth Meyers, because Seth does traditional shtick.
He does. He's
that
smart.
That is fantastic. And those Jets, if you wanted to add up late-night talk show hosts who have done sports shows, I think the Jets have been on the receiving
yes.
end more than anybody. Maybe the Mets, too. Jets and the Mets. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand-new show. Hey, everybody, have a great one, and please try to grab that Christmas spirit if you're out and about today. And be aware of your fellow man. Be happy. Make somebody else. Let a smile be your handshake and all the good things. And, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Humbug.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo.
It's done, Joan. In fact, your things, they're loading your car.
Pandemic.